Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by MyBookie.ag. MyBookie.ag is the official online sportsbook of the Sports Gambling Podcast. Use the promo code SGP50 to receive a 50% deposit bonus today. We're also brought to you by Odds Shark. They have the latest betting stats and trends you won't find anywhere else, plus free picks from their supercomputer and expert writing staff. Follow them on Twitter at Odds Shark and www.oddsshark.com.
You are listening to the EPL show. This is a special midweek edition. It's only six games, but they are really important, in my opinion, and James will agree, I think. As usual, the Sports Gambling Podcast is sponsored by MyBookie.ag. Everything that we give out on here is available on MyBookie.ag. Sign up to MyBookie.ag today and get a 50% deposit bonus by using the code SGP50. And obviously, if you have the account, you'll be able to do all the EPL bets, Champions League and FA Cup bets that we do next time out, and all of the World Cup stuff. We will be very, very active during the World Cup. Stay tuned to the EPL show to find out more about that. But in the meantime, as I said, joining me on this EPL show is James George.
Hello. You said it's one of the most important six games of the season. There's one particular game, and this is the most important game of the whole of the Premier League.
Yeah, well, no, do you know what? What happened was I didn't know what time James was going to wake up, so I already recorded a show, and we're not going to put that show out. We're putting this show out. That's why you're hearing it. However, I said that I gave a big in-depth explanation in terms of what a six-pointer was, and a six-pointer is basically when you win 3 points and the other team don't get 3 points and they're in the nearest position to you. I also talked a little bit about the playoffs and in the championship, so I'm going to do that again because it's important. Now, in the championship, the top two teams go through and third, fourth, fifth and sixth play off in semi-finals, and then the two winners of those matches go through to the finals, and that game is always called a £100 million game because the loser goes in the championship and the winner gets the go in the Premiership, which is worth £100 million because of the new TV deal. I called this the £100 million game on my last recording of it.
It is.
Would you agree with that? The loser's basically gone here.
Yes, because even though Southampton could still stay up, because we could beat Man City, who might be on holiday last game of the year, Huddersfield lose, and then we stay up. The difference is, I don't know if we would have the confidence, and it's all about confidence in football. I don't know if we'd have that going into the Man City game. I feel the fans would think we were down playing Man City last game of the year. The players' heads would be down. So I feel as though this is it. It comes down to this game. If it's a draw, anything can still happen last game of the year, and we can talk about the permutations in a minute. But if Southampton win, they're up. Swansea could still stay up last game of the year, but for Southampton, it's really don't lose this game is first a priority, but we've got to go into this thinking we're going to win it. And this is absolutely massive. When Southampton last went down in 2005, we didn't... People think, oh, yeah, but we'll just go back up next year. When you go down, look at Sunderland. Look at us when we went down before. It took us a few years of trying to go back up. And then things went drastically wrong. We went into administration, got relegated from the championship, and ended up with minus 10 points in League One. Going down can be catastrophic for most teams. Look at teams like Leeds, Forest, Sheffield Wednesday. Teams have just never bounced back. For people that are American, that live in this franchise world, don't even understand what relegation is. In regards to the Premier League is unbelievably rich. And if you're not in the Premier League, you really are a nobody. So this is ginormous. I'm nervous. I'm excited as well, because it's exciting when your team is involved in absolutely massive games like this. So 7:45 UK time, what is it? West Coast, where I am, is going to be 11:45. This is bigger than a FA Cup final, put it that way.
Yeah, I on the show that I did by myself, I used my lock and my dog in this game. So
so who do you think's going to win it?
I don't. I think that it's going to be my pick here, and it's going to be my lock as well. It's under 2.5 goals. It's too important. Neither team scores a lot of goals. Swansea can stay up with 4 points, and so can you. But the thing is that they're more likely to do it. They're much more likely to get a draw here and then beat Stoke at home, who are already relegated and don't care anymore. So I just think that the draw suits them. I put my draw in as my dog here, and I put the under 2.5 goals in as my lock. I just see a 0-0 here, and I see you guys struggling to beat Man City. I think that goal against Everton, which was a beat in Southampton's defence, is a complete fucking stitch up, because how he found that time was a joke, and I don't know how he found it. However, these are the things that send people down.
For me, and what was annoying is he didn't check his watch once. Didn't even look at his watch the whole time.
Yeah, it wasn't a foul by Redmond, and it was a good chance he could have gone 2-0 up there, because if Redmond dispossesses him there, he has a chance to have a shot at goal or at least win a corner. So it wasn't a foul. Found that 2 extra minutes. These are the things that send teams down. And when Southampton are in the Championship next year, it will be because a referee messed up.
Well, what about the Watford game where he handballed the ball into the net to beat us? We've had some diabolical decisions this year, but I still believe that you can't moan about decisions. It's over a whole season.
Yeah, but the thing is that you really can, because the thing is that Southampton could have come, if they had that win, they could have come into this looking for a draw. In addition to that, if Man City had beaten Huddersfield, Southampton still could have drawn this game and drawn against Man City, because 36 then would have been enough. But all of a sudden, everything's gone against them. Their own goal, an unthinkable 0-0. The luck is just... Southampton have to win this game. I hope they do, because it helps my Hull relegation bet, because the only way Hull go down is if Southampton do win this game and then Swansea win their game against Stoke and Hull and Huddersfield lose.
I tell you what, for the neutral, though, drawing this game means West Brom can technically stay up last game of the season, which is just unbelievable. And they did it when we went down, actually. They came back from absolutely nowhere and managed to do it.
That's 100-1. And they're 1 to 100 to stay up, and in some places they're 100-1 to go down. Southampton are even money to go down, and Swansea are 11-8. I think, unfortunately, it's going to be a draw here and a draw.
I actually think there might be goals in this, believe it or not. I actually think there might be goals. If one goal goes in, then the other team are going to need that goal so badly. And then sometimes, once you've attacked and attacked and attacked, the game opens up that you can't just suddenly score and then defend. I don't know why I've got this funny feeling that this is just going to be one of the best games ever, and it's going to end like 3-2 or 4-3. I don't know why. We can't defend, even though we've been trying and trying and trying, and we've done better the last couple of games. Yoshida's out, so now we've got Bednarek, who is only just come in the last couple of games, never played Premier League football. Hoyt, who is the most hyped up, overrated player. Well, I don't know, Carrillo up front is pretty bad, but he's useless at the back. And Stevens is not that much better. So,
but some of these, it looked a lot better against Everton. Like Hoyt was up there. Hoyt was winning. Hoyt,
yeah, look what happened. Ball. He stuck his Hoyt leg out and conceded an own goal, effectively.
Yeah, but this guy was playing well at that point, and he was the one carrying the ball out into the halfway line.
Yoshida and Hitt, they're all one mistake away, and he conceded an own goal, effectively. He stuck his leg out, and
yeah,
it was awful.
But the weirdest thing was, 4 minutes into injury time, Hoyt was carrying the ball past the halfway line and going to the corner flag. He was the player that had it, and that was when the whistle should have gone. 2 minutes later, 2 minutes past the allotted time, he's scoring an own goal. He's gone from being on the other side of the pitch, running towards a corner flag, to conceding an own goal that sends you down. It's just bad luck. It's annoying, because I have an absolute fortune on Huddersfield to go down, and now they're 5-1. And the only way Huddersfield do go down is if you win and then Swansea win against Stoke, and Huddersfield lose both of their games, which could happen because they're away to Chelsea, and they finish at home to Arsenal, who are on the Arsene Wenger World Tour, finale tour. So on to Wednesday.
I haven't given my bet out yet. I'm going to go Southampton, draw, no bet.
What is that? What odds are that?
I don't know. I just can't get Southampton plus one, so I know I can get Southampton, draw, no bet. Just from how odds work. I can't see
8 to 11.
There you go. Yeah. That's what I'm doing.
All right. Chelsea v Huddersfield. I can be quick on these, because I already kind of did them. Chelsea v Huddersfield. Chelsea go level on points for Liverpool if they win this game, and they'll temporarily be right behind Tottenham, who lost against. Actually, let me just check that, because I wonder how much pressure Tottenham will be if Chelsea actually go above.
Chelsea
will go above Tottenham if they win this game, a level on points of Liverpool. However, Tottenham will then have two games left to play, and Chelsea will only have one game left to play, and Tottenham have two home games to finish.
And they're playing the same night, so yeah, it won't be. It'll be for like 15 minutes they technically go above them. So
yeah, I mean this is Chelsea to nil here for me. I looked it up earlier. It's 4-6. I don't. Huddersfield got a great result against Man City, but they still show no sign of attacking whatsoever. So
yeah, they'll just try and get a 0-0 here, and I think Chelsea are good enough to get. They'll probably win it 1 or 2-0. So yeah, I'll go Chelsea as well.
You know, it's unbelievable, James. I think that Huddersfield could stay up and not score a goal in their last four games. Like, they didn't score against Everton, they didn't score Man City, they didn't score.
They did their work earlier on in the season, though. That's the difference. They got some points on the board, so then now they're just defending for their lives. Fair play to them. Leicester v Arsenal. What are you going for in this one?
So yeah, a stat that I had written down before on the show that I previously did. Leicester have lost the last two games to aggregate 7-0. That would be acceptable sometimes in the Premier League, except if you played Man City or somebody. But they've lost 7-0 to Palace and West Ham. They're in free for all at the moment. So Arsenal haven't won a game away in 2018, but I think that they could win their last two away.
Claude Puel is one of the worst managers ever, and he will probably still finish in the top 10 with Leicester because he's got two of the best players in the Premier League, and people will still look at it when they sack him at the end of the year. How has he got sacked from two jobs where he's got Southampton and Leicester in the top 10 two seasons in a row? But Southampton and Leicester fans will tell you he does not have a clue. Whenever they win and the player scores, he'll drop them the next game. He tries to take every single bit of confidence away from all of the players. He just wants to pass the ball sideways. He's an awful manager. As long as this is Arsenal to win all day long.
Yeah, I think they'll win out on this Wenger. I'm still holding out hope that Huddersfield go down at 5-1. I still think it's a good bet, but I just think, I don't know, I'm just hoping for too much. It's very much gone against me, and it's gone against Southampton as well, last game and a half. Man City versus Brighton. Man City 1-8. Brighton 18-1.
Man City won't slip again. They won't slip up again. Man City to win this one, minus one.
Can we get minus one? Yeah, you can get minus one, but I'm just going to go for the clean sheet again, because they just don't look like conceding. And whether they're not really have the desire to pulverise teams or whatever, because they didn't look really at it against Huddersfield either. But going up the other side of the pitch, Brighton aren't going to score. So in fact, I got stung by that bet on Sunday, so I'm going to slightly lower the odds. I'm not going to go for Man City to nil at 4-6. I'm going to go Man City to keep a clean sheet at 4-7. I'd rather take slightly worse odds to make sure that I don't need them to score again, because they could easily wind up with another 0-0 here the way they played. It's terrible.
Spurs v Newcastle next. Surely Spurs will get this. They have to win this, so they'll do it. Spurs will win this one.
Yeah, again, like, Giving the same bet out for Chelsea and Man City and Tottenham, I'm going to just go for the clean sheet here, just because normally I'd go for the minus one, or Tottenham's very easy to double up with Harry Kane to score any time or whatever. But he looks injured, and it looks like something that he really needs to sort out before the World Cup. most importantly, because I think Tottenham quite easily are going to finish in the top four. They only need 4 points from two games at home to Leicester and Newcastle. But the only thing I'm confident about sticking it with is a clean sheet.
I'll go, yeah, Spurs. Saying that, Newcastle twice this year have got early goals against teams. They've got it against like Manny, they've got it against you guys. I'll go Spurs minus one.
Okay. The last game is Man United against West Ham at West Ham. West Ham 10-3, Man United 4-5. United secured second place with Tottenham's loss against West Brom because they're the only team that could have caught us. Liverpool don't have enough games left. So it's pointless for us. I think he's going to probably play all the same people that he slated, which is going to make this viable to West Ham plus one, both teams to score, all that kind of stuff, if we can even score. I'm going to take West Ham plus one here.
Oh, wow.
I don't have any faith in those squad players.
I'm going to go Man United. I just feel that he'll get a reaction from them. So I feel as though after the last game, he'll make sure they go out and get a win. So I'm going to go Man United.
Yeah, I think the FA Cup team will play at home to Watford. I think that's going to be more likely because it's send-off against the home fans because you have to do that lap of honour and speech and all that. And I can see Smalling, Matic, Pogba, Sanchez and maybe even see what the situation is with Lukaku come the home game against Watford. I just don't think this is very important. And I don't think West Ham are better than Brighton and have more of a rivalry with Man United. And I just don't think we'll turn up again.
Cool. Right, that's it. Massive game. Biggest game of the whole year, in my opinion, is Swansea v Southampton. Come on, the Saints. And hope everyone does well in the betting.
Yeah, well, my lock is under 2.5 goals in that game. My dog is... I'll just do them all because I already know mine.
Yeah.
My dog is a draw in the Swansea-Southampton game. Potentially a 0-0, which is 8-1, if you fancy that. My parlay was just Chelsea regular, Tottenham regular, and Man City to nil. Returns £118 off £50.
I have no idea what to do. I think my lock will be...
Do Southampton draw no go as your lock? Come on.
No, I'll do my lock as Chelsea. A parlay.
Chelsea what, though? You can't have Chelsea at 1-5.
I can't. In that case, I'll do my lock as Arsenal.
Okay.
My parlay is Chelsea, Arsenal and Man City.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then my dog is going to be... This is a tough one. I'll go Arsenal minus one.
Oh, you really think Puel's going to get an absolute tonking?
Yeah. Honestly, I think he's useless. I see. If Arsenal score one goal against Leicester, the fans are going to go mental, and the players' heads will go down, and they'll just give up. I think Arsenal. Well,
this short program is weird because you have half the games on TV here. And just to let you know what they are, it's Swansea Southampton, obviously. Chelsea Huddersfield's on tomorrow, and then West Ham versus Man United.
Well, I love it. In the US, they're all on TV, so it's great.
Yeah, no, I do miss that. There we go. Last time I finished out the show, I said if you want to get James's prediction on the Swansea-Southampton game, just try and look at his Twitter feed. But no need to do that now.
If you look at Mr. Actually, no, don't go at Mr. James George. Go at Saints Fans Pod. That's where I normally tweet about Southampton. And it will probably be quite interesting reading over the 90 minutes because I'm either going to be crying or I'm going to be celebrating more than I've ever celebrated in a long time.
Yep, and we're also at EPL Show Pod. As I said before, we're sponsored by mybookie.ag on the Sports Gambling Podcast. Everything is available there, and everything will be available there for all the stuff that we do for the World Cup. So just to give you a bit of an itinerary, we have the final Premier League podcast of the season. The games are on Sunday. The podcast will be available on Friday. Then we'll be doing a special where we'll be looking at the Cup Finals. We'll touch on Europa slightly because it'll only take a couple of minutes, but we'll mainly be focusing on the Champions League and the FA Cup final. And then we're into World Cups. There'll be two parts. There'll be the first four groups, then the last four groups, and then we'll try and bring it to you weekly. Individually, I'll be doing World Cup 24/7, which will just be me just touching on what we said on the weekly pod, but seeing if there's any adjustments in between, anything changes via injuries or whatever, if another result affects another result, stuff like that, because I'll be committing to that every single day. But that'll all be coming up on the SGP throughout the World Cup. So that's what we'll be doing. Thanks for me. Thanks for James.